And now, come closer and hear these words from the book of Romans. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for God. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. So Kelsey had it perfect. She told the kids that the mission statement for the whole of the United Methodist Church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. It's all about offering transformation, holy transformation. So how do we actually do this? How does one actually transform the world? Well, from the inside out. Let's take a closer look. Stephen Covey, author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, heard of that book? Yeah? He has an empowering way of thinking about our spiritual intelligence. He says, it comes to the world in meaningful and helpful ways. He describes spiritual intelligence in terms of 3 related parts: integrity, meaning, and voice. Spiritual intelligence, integrity, meaning, and voice. So let's see what that means. Integrity, he says, is being true to your highest values and conscious self. That's integrity. True to your highest principles, to your greatest moral code. Basically, it means living out what you believe. Meaning is having a sense of contribution to people and to causes, contributing to the world, knowing you are giving back to the world in meaningful and helpful ways. And voice, Covey says, is about aligning your work to your unique calling and gifts. It's about being who you were born to be and doing what you are called to do, aligning those. It doesn't always have to be your employment, but it helps because at some level, your work either depletes you or fulfills you. And if it depletes you way more than it fulfills you, your work is most likely not what you are meant to be doing because it's not aligned with your calling. So integrity, meaning, and voice. 3 things Stephen Covey says make us spiritually intelligent. And I say they are also 3 things that will transform us and our world. If we act with integrity, if we truly do live from our highest values, we will be transformed from the inside out. Because our values are what we know to be true inside. They are what we keep in here, in our hearts, in our inner beings. And it is these values that inform what we do out here in our world and in our lives. For example, if we value love, we won't be willing to do anything hateful in the world. If we value kindness, we will do unto others as we would like done unto us, instead of giving others what they have coming, right? Because if we did that, it would show the world that we valued vengeance, not kindness and love. What we value in here on the inside informs and affects what we do out here on the outside. And thus, transformation happens from the inside out. So what do we value? What are our highest principles? How do they guide our actions? Because our integrity, our core values, can transform us and our world. Imagine what life would be like if everyone lived every moment with integrity. God has imagined it. And then there's meaning. Having a sense of meaning also transforms us from the inside out, because when we have something to contribute, we must share it. We can't keep it inside and all to ourselves. That's not what God intended, and that's not what transforms the world. What transforms us and our world is when people share what they have inside. When we share our gifts, our talents, our money, our skills, our love. We weren't meant to hold on to these things for dear life. We were meant to let them flow out of us so everyone could be blessed by them. And in doing so, we find our meaning and our worth and our usefulness, and it transforms everyone. How refreshing. Imagine a world where people shared what they had without worrying if they would receive anything in return, but only because it gave them meaning and a sense of purpose in life. What does that look like? Well, just 2 weeks ago, someone told me how they drove to a couple different tire shops to have one of their tires fixed because a light had come on in their car and something was wrong. The first two places she went tried to sell her four new tires that would have cost her $750. But then she arrived at a place where the man behind the counter decided to do differently. And without her even really knowing what was going on, he had her car looked at and fixed, and he didn't charge her a thing. And you know what? His generous sharing had this woman not only grateful, but forever loyal to his place of business. And if you're thinking, I want to know what shop that is, see me after church. That man can clearly see a deeper purpose for his life. And he clearly is living from his values as well. Imagine how the world would be transformed if everyone lived like that. God has imagined this very thing for us. And then there's finding our voice. When we are being exactly who we were born to be, it is freeing. When we give ourselves permission to be who we are and not what societal norms say we have to be or what a teacher or parent or other person in our lives need us to be, we can live from the place within that is holy and that is sacred because it's of God. Made in the image of God. God is within us. And tuning into and living from that holy place within frees us to be transformed and then transform the world. I experienced this in community this year at annual conference, of all places, when I saw people come alive. I saw people from all walks of life, coming out of hiding, if you will, and no one judged them or whispered about them. I even came out of hiding. Let me explain. When it was almost 11 o'clock at night on June 15th, and we had all of our business completed, but we didn't have our general and jurisdictional delegates voted in yet. It's a long, laborious process, don't ask. The bishop decided to play music and have a dance party in between balloting and waiting for the results. And I sat there, and I watched for a while. Yeah, I sang along, and sure, I was moving in my chair, but I was not going to actually dance. Not me. I mean, I've always wanted to when things like this happened, right? But I never actually done it. Because what would people think? What kind of a fool would I look like? And then the bishop played I Will Survive by Diana Ross. And in an instant, I jumped out of my seat and ran up to the stage and danced. I danced on stage with the bishop. No more sitting behind the secretary's table hiding. hiding my dancing self. No more worrying about what everyone else was going to think. I wanted to dance. It wasn't going to harm anybody. And I didn't want to stifle that in myself anymore. And apparently, neither did the man in his wheelchair or the woman who needed her cane to help her dance or the older man who all he could do was just stand up where he was and clap to the music. We were just being ourselves, coming alive and being ourselves because we had permission to be ourselves. I can't tell you how transformative and freeing that was for me. Now imagine that on a deeper level. Imagine if we were hiding something deeper about ourselves and someone came along and said, you don't have to hide that anymore. You don't have to pretend anymore. You don't have to worry anymore. And you don't have to try and guess what everyone will think about you anymore. And you don't have to brace yourself for how everyone's going to react. You just be you. Being you is not going to harm anyone. God created you and made you in God's own image. So you are free to be the amazing, wonderful being God created you to be. Is there anything you are hiding? Is there something you don't want others to see because you're afraid they'll judge you? Are there certain things you just won't do because you're worried about what everyone else is going to think? It can be an exhausting way to live. And researcher and author Brené Brown would say, when we do that, we've just handed over our power to someone else or to some popular but stifling norm or to some lie that society told us to keep us in a box. A box that doesn't let us become all we were born to be. Because when we were formed in our mother's body, there was no box. There was only God. And children at birth have the holy and beautiful capacity to become unique and original. Or we can put them in a box so they will come out like everybody else. What transformation are you wanting in your life? What needs to happen on the inside of you? What integrity, meaning, and voice do you need to find so the transformation of your world and of the world can begin? Because here's what God wants us to do. God wants us to take our everyday, ordinary lives, our sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around lives, and place them before Him as an offering. Because embracing what God has already placed in us is the best thing we can do for God. So embrace your life. Embrace your integrity, your meaning, and your voice. And you will be a part of the transformation of the world. Amen.